Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder Braxton out of Tampa, Florida. Amen. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Then you know that you need to come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then you know that you can do this. Praise God. God loves you and wants to see you saved. It's not his will that any should perish, but all come into repentance. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sin? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. That's his Hebrew name. But we see here that you need to go down and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. For the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. People don't know about the Holy Ghost. People not preaching the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Spirit is real, friend. I'm letting you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved. Now, to call in, dial in. You can dial in at 563-999-3034. You can call in during that time. Praise God. I think they allow me to have one or two or so many. But we thank and praise God today. Amen. We are talking about the subject, the real Jesus, the real Yeshua HaMashiach, the real one, praise God. Now, Jesus said in St. John 5:43, he said, I've come in my Father's name. And guess what he said? He said, I come in my Father's name, all right? And you got to realize, and he said, if another come, you will receive him, because, see, they didn't receive Jesus, all right? So I'm letting you know today that you got to receive him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, many as receive him, gave he power to become sons of God. Friend, if you want to be a son or a daughter of God, saying, you got to know that you got to have Christ in your life. Praise God. So we see here, he said, I am come in my Father's name. And we want you to know today that you could see this thing, and you could believe in him today as Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Amen. We're going to go in the scripture. Hallelujah. Again today. Amen. And, Isaiah, I'm going to get my wife, she's right next to me. I thank and praise God for my wife. You know, I've been married for 49 years. 49 years, Isaiah 40. If I go to Isaiah 96. Amen. If I go to Isaiah 96. Go to 7:14 first, though, okay? See, Isaiah 7:14. You don't pass. Go back this way. Yeah, Isaiah. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God again today. Amen. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. Praise God. You know, when we say hallelujah, we say praise be unto Yah. Amen. We say praise be unto Yahweh, meaning hallelujah. Amen. So we see here, we give God all the praise. 7:14, it says, 7:14, just go over there. Amen. Hallelujah. 7:14, it says that, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Amen. So we see here that what happened when the angel spoke to Joseph. Amen. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. Meaning God with us. Praise God. And we're going to go to, we're going to turn over to 9:6 in and 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Surely Jesus, Yahshua, was wonderful. And look what it says. Counselor, the mighty God. Look at that. Amen. The everlasting Father. So here it is. We got a son being born. Praise God. And look at it. This one is being born. That means God has become flesh. Because he's the mighty God, the everlasting Father. And then he's also Emmanuel, God with us. And we letting you know that you could come to Christ while you have an opportunity and be saved. Amen. The first step of being saved is that you got to believe and trust, have faith and hope in our Lord and Savior. Amen. The second thing, you must go down. You must repent of your sins and be baptized. The third thing is being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Then we got the other one. Receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, that Spirit come into your life. Friend, if you don't let the Spirit come into your life, you know, you're going to be lost. You have to ask the Lord to save your soul. Amen. I know when I wanted to be saved. And God had called me to be a preacher. Amen. And, you know, I didn't necessarily want to be, but I heard when I was young, really young, as a boy. I remember that. Amen. You know, it was something. I was out on my grandmother's porch. She had this little two-bedroom house. I was on this, and it was a wooden house. I was out on that porch, and something came over me, and I began to hear in my soul, in my spirit, to go preach and teach, and just to hear this, praise God. So we see here today, you must believe in Him. But see, I believed in Him. I trusted in Him. My hope, and I begin to have a peace in my mind. So you got to come to Christ, and then I even back then I gave Him my life. I knew our life. People used to look at me differently and say something different about that guy. All right, somebody say, man, you're going to be a priest, a preacher, or something like that, and a teacher. And sure enough, that was right. So, you know, but the thing is that I had to give Christ my life, all right? I had to give my life to the great Father of the universe, the Creator of the universe. But I didn't know the real Jesus until I got older, a little older. And I heard Jesus being preached, but nobody could explain things to me about it. But in St. John, if you go to St. John, I'm going to turn over there to St. John. They call him John, but we see I had to go there. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you think about that. God, the Word, the living Word. Amen. So we see here today that and down at the 14th verse, the verse says, praise God, the Word became flesh. Being great, he was Emmanuel, amen. The Word became flesh, amen. Look what it says, and dwell among us. I mean, when you say Emmanuel, God with us, amen. Yeshua, Jesus, was God in flesh, the real Jesus. I mean, the real Jesus. Now they got this white guy on the board with long hair, blonde or brunette hair and blue eyes, all right, and they calling him Jesus, all right. But we know that that's not Jesus. Think about it. That's not Jesus. I'm not a prejudiced man or nothing like that. You know, this guy, real, in other words, he was, you know, called, they called that, at that time, they thought he was a handsome person, a real pretty guy or whatever like that. But this guy, I mean, this guy was the son of Pope Alexander the Sixth, all right, that they painted him and dubbed him Jesus. They were so wrong. They thought nobody else would find out about it. All right, but this man, all right, was an imposter. All right, in other words, what they did is they put him as he was Jesus, and everybody in the world was deceived. A lot of people was deceived. And guess what? You hang that picture up in the wall. You go to the right of the room. They like it's looking at you. Go down, hide under the table. You look like he's looking at you. I mean, he had it pretty. Go to the left, right, and up and down. Look like he's looking at you. I remember my grandmother, one of us, years ago, they had a picture of that Jesus. And you go in, everywhere you go in the room, look like he's looking at you. But that was a picture of this guy, all right? His name, Cesare Voyager, that they painted and dubbed him as Jesus, all right? But we know that was so far from the truth. But we know that the real Jesus, the real Jesus, amen, was a man of color and had melanin in his skin. The real Jesus was a man that was of the Lion of Judah. Amen. Judah, amen, is blackened to the ground. The Bible says, Judah mourns at the gate. All right? And he is blackened to the ground. So in other words, from the Lion, from Judah came Christ. Amen. Out of the tribe of Judah. So we see here, and those are black people. Come on now. Those are black people. But the real Jesus, amen, the real Jesus is the one. In five scriptures in the Bible, you can read about it. You can search it out. Hung on a tree. So that's what they say. The scriptures say it over and over and over. He was hung on a tree. All right, so we see slayed on the tree, and we see here that the real Jesus, you know, was the one we're talking about today, the one that saves your soul, the one, praise God, who could help you through life, the one that walked on the water, amen, the one, praise God, that calmed this raging winds and sea. He is the one that turned water into wine. Praise God. He's the one that could spit on the ground and make a salve out of dirt and put it in the blind man's eye and cause him to see again. Praise God. So we see the real Jesus that healed the sick and fed the 5,000. You know, just with a few fishes and a few loaves of bread, 5 loaves of bread. But we see that he was the real Jesus, all right? And his mother, all right, who we call Mary, her real name was Miriam, all right? So we see here that Jesus, see, you know, I heard a guy say this the other day, and he was so right. He says, you pay all this money, go to school, go to colleges, and go to this place, you know, seminaries and all these things there. And they teach you a lie based on colonial, all right, and all these, you know, these different things, colonial, Hellenizing, you know, doctrines and teachings that are false. Praise God. So we see here today, you need to search out for the real Jesus. Who was the real Jesus? I mean, what was his name? Hallelujah. What was his real name? Praise God. People need to learn who he was and know about it. You call upon his name. All right? Now, hey, I heard people say, but I cast out devils in the name of Jesus. You know, I heal the sick in the name of Jesus. But they say all these different things in the name of Jesus. All right? But see, God know their heart. And that's what they do. God know their heart. And, I preach Jesus. All right? You know, I preach him, but I know who he is, the real Jesus. Amen. The name. He said, I've come in my Father's name. And then, see, because the name Jesus, per se, is only 400 years, a little over 400 years old. All right? Why? Because in the language of English, the J is the last letter that came into English. All right? And that was a little over 400 years ago. All right? So we see here today that you got to know the real Jesus. I'm going to tell you another thing. You have to search out the origin of what you believe. All right? I'll say that again. Search out where it began at, where it started at, the origin of where it come from. All right? Yes. I know that we call him Jesus in the West. We call him Jesus here in America. But we got to know who we're really talking about. All right? Not that Caucasian that you got up on the wall with long hair and nice, you know, because the Jesus I know, the real Jesus I know, the real Yahshua, amen, he gets his name from Yahweh. He gets his name from that, and his name is Yahushua. Some say Yeshua. Alright? Same as Joshua. Yahushua. Alright, Joshua. Just like that. So in English, the real interpretation should be Joshua. If you want to make it accurate. Alright? Because he had the same name as Joshua. Alright? So we say Yahshua. Alright? But we got to remember in Hebrew, there's no J. In Greek, there is no J. Alright? Even now today. So we see here today that the name of Jesus in the time he walked the earth was Yahshua. Amen. So we see here that you need to come to Jesus, Yahshua, HaMashiach. Amen. The Messiah. Praise God. That you must come to him while you have an opportunity today. And, you know, I teach this here for let people know, all right, let people know that you must believe in him, trust in him, give him your all in all. Give him your all in all, friend. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily rest in him. In the name of Yahshua, I'm going to share Jesus Christ as we call him. But we see here today truth going out away everything. A lot of people may fight against it, but guess what? Truth going to stand, friend. Truth going to stand. Truth going to stand. And you know what? Truth is going to win. A lot of people don't want to say that. Truth is going to win, friend. It's going to win. Truth is going to win, and it's going to have its way. Because our God is a God of truth and righteousness. So we see here today, all right, that you need to know who he is. Praise God. We thank and praise God today. Amen. To know who he is. Amen. That he is Lord of lords, King of kings. That he is the sovereign of all, that same Jesus, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. When I say hallelujah, I say praise be unto Yah. Amen. Praise be unto Yahweh. All right. Yahweh saves. Amen. So we see here, God says, look unto me and be ye saved. The Heavenly Father tells us that. All right. So we got to look unto to him, what we call Jesus. Amen. So I'm letting you know that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity. Amen. So we see here today, praise God, you needed to come to him and let God bless your soul. The real Jesus, amen, that heals, amen, that blesses us, that keeps us. Who is he? Amen. The Bible says he had woolly hair like a lamb. Woolly hair. Just like in the men who are in America of Judah called Negroes, we see here today that he favored you. All right. He favored you. He had skin. Amen. As burnt brass. Amen. Look at your hand. Those who are blacks or so-called African-Americans here in America, you are of the tribe of Judah. Amen. So you are of the bloodline, praise God. You are the hidden one, amen, in the scripture. You are the people of the scripture. You are the people of Judah. You are the ones that is like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. So we see here that you need to know these things. Be not deceived anymore. Be not deceived anymore. Let God come to your life. But for salvation, it really, all of the rest, doesn't really matter too much, because if once you believe and have faith and hope in him, all right, and you have been obedient by being repentant and being baptized, amen, you have a chance. I mean, even those that are not of Judah, amen, they could be grafted in now today, because Paul went over to the Gentile. But before Paul went to the Gentile, Peter went to the Gentiles. He went there and preached to the Gentiles. And I'm going to leave a scripture with you. Here in Acts, go to Acts, praise God, Acts 10, I'm holding one light in my hand and the phone in the other phone. Acts 10, we're going to go to Acts 10 and 43. 10 and 43, I want you to look at that. Acts 10 and 43, we will go down. Amen. Okay. Acts 10. Acts 10 and 43. Look what it says here. It said, to him gave all of prophet witness that through his name, so you got to know his name, whomsoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Think about that. Think about it. Whomsoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. That's what the Bible says. So you got to believe in him, and you got to trust him, and you got to be baptized in him. So we see here, and then if you look, amen. This is when Peter was at Cornelius' house. He went to the Gentiles before Paul did. Think about it. All right. He went there and preached to Cornelius. Amen. And this is what he says. He says, he opened his mouth and said here, he says, that's in the 34th verse. And look what he says. He says, of a truth, I perceived that God is no respecter person. In other words, he understood that God's no respecter person. Now look what it says here. And he said that every nation that feared him, meaning having respect him, meaning respected, all right, and worketh righteousness, all right, is acceptable unto the with him. In other words. So think about it. Let's go over that again. But every nation that feared him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Think about it. Think about it. So he tells him that, praise God. And it said, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, meaning Yeshua HaMashiach, is Lord of all. There is no other Lord, friend. There is no other Lord. Amen. Because why? Jesus, or Yeshua, came in his Father's name. All right? So, to a point, his name, praise God, makes a big difference. But you got to know his name. You got to know, amen, like when we say God, the Almighty Father, the Heaven, the Creator of all things, Yahuwah, some call it Yahweh, some call it Yahweh, some of them call it, but it has Yah, Yah. And if you look at, amen, Psalms 6, 8, and 4, it talks about it. Praise God. He is all power. He is the Lord of everything. Now, what I mean to say, Lord, you have different people. See, in the word Lord, there's many meanings. Okay, master, overseer, all that, okay? So when you see that and you say Lord, you got to know who the head Lord is. You got to know who is the head, who is the one that has all power, all sovereignty in his hand. Who is the one created you? He is Yahshua. Not in the fleshly body. He was God in the fleshly body. Amen. Jesus, which we refer to Jesus, the real Jesus. Amen. The Alpha and Omega, the Aleph and the Taleph. So we see here that you must know who he is, friend. Have you repented of your sin? And have you came to the truth? You know, you got to search for the truth. You got to search for the truth. You got to study for the truth. And let the truth come in your heart and see it. Amen. You can see it. I thank and praise God for it. Heavenly Father, we thank today. We thank you today for your goodness, for your blessing that you bestowed upon us. We thank you, Father. We ask that you bless. Touch the people that are listening today. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we ask that you bless them, Father. Amen. Amen. Letting you know today, this is Elder Braxton. Jesus Saved Through Faith, 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33605, Bishop Adrian M. Shaw. Amen. Pastor, Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton, the elder there. Praise God. So we see here today, you must come. Let God bless you, and we love you. Amen. Search for the truth. Study the truth. And the origin of where your religion come from, or your teaching come from. All right, we thank and praise God today. Amen. God bless you. I want to thank Mother Geraldine. All right. I want to thank God for her. And we ask that you bless. And pray for us. Pray for me. Amen. I thank you all. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Give praises to the child of Most High God.